We'll see some sunshine as today goes on today. Ahead of some chances of rain into the weekend. Today's high 55, tonight's low 42. Tomorrow we warm into the 60s. Stay there for at least the next week. In fact, we might get into the 70s next Tuesday. Chances of rain start overnight tonight, continue through midday Saturday. The Mississippi River is 1.2 feet above the flood stage in the Quad Cities this morning. It's expected to hold at about that level for the next week. The Rock River at Joslyn crested yesterday. It's down to 3.25 feet above flood stage and falling. At Moline, it's cresting at 1.75 feet above flood stage. Public health officials in Illinois report 937 new cases of COVID-19. That brings the total near 6,000. 5,994 now. 26 more deaths are reported, bringing that total to 99. Iowa reports 73 additional cases and another death. The statewide total is up to 497 cases and 7 deaths. The latest death, a Muscatine County resident between the ages of 41 and 60. So the case totals in our area, 16 in Rock Island County now, 5 in Whiteside, 2 in Henry, 1 in Knox, 3 in Carroll, including 1 death, and 1 in Joe Davis County in Iowa, 18 in Scott County, 16 in Muscatine, including the 1 death, 9 in Cedar, 5 in Clinton, 1 in Jackson, and 21 in Dubuque County now, including 1 death. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is extending the state's stay-at-home order through the end of the month.
Illinois has one of the strongest public health systems in the nation, but even so, we aren't immune to this virus's ability to push our existing capacity beyond its limits. We need to maintain our course and keep working to flatten the curve.
The extension includes the suspension of on-site learning at schools. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds isn't going that far. She says she can't completely shut down her state.
I can't lock everybody in their home. We have to make sure that we're, you know, we have to make sure the supply chain is up and going. We have an essential workforce that has to be available. And so people also have to be responsible for themselves. And when we limit the amount of times that we're going out and what we're going out for and where we're going and minimizing the number of people we're around, we will start to accomplish hopefully what we're trying to do, and that is to flatten the curve and to get through this and get things back to normal and stand this economy back up.
Individuals and businesses are giving generously to the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund. The Quad Cities Community Foundation has already distributed more than $500,000 to help people cope with the pandemic, but local charities have applied for 5 times that amount. Spokeswoman Kelly Thompson says the foundation created the fund 4 years ago, and it was first activated during last year's flood.
In partnership with United Way of the Quad Cities and the Regional Development Authority, we've already raised more than $580,000 in gifts and commitments for our community response, but much more is needed. As of the end of the day last Friday, application requests amounted to nearly $2.5 million in need. Right now, we can meet about 23% of those needs.
Janet Hill from the Rock Island County Health Department says the Riverbend Food Bank also needs donations.
They are continuing to distribute food to people who need it, and they are seeing increased expenses because of prepackaging food boxes and more deliveries and having to purchase food. So they are asking that people give money instead of food at this point, and the easiest way to do that is to go online at riverbendfoodbank.org.
The first round of grants from the Disaster Recovery Fund have been given to 19 nonprofits to help provide food, housing, access to health care, and support for people who have lost their jobs. More information is at qccommunityfoundation.org/QCDisasterRecovery and also at riverbendfoodbank.org. There's a lot more information about the COVID-19 pandemic on our website, wvik.org. Just follow the link at the top.